because we, in fact, and we didn't really use the toilet too much because it smelled, and we would just use what they call that time a slop jar. He had a little place built inside the bathroom, just like you would sit on a commode, and after you would use it, you would take it out and empty it and bring it back in the house. And we could take a bath in the bathtub, but we had to, they didn't have any or soil laying down there, so we had to take the bath, heat the water, and pour it in the bathtub, and then take the bath in the bathtub. It was almost like not really having it. Only thing, you didn't have to use the round tubs when we were kids, very young, which the younger kids didn't know anything about. We had to take a tub. A bath in a number three tub, and then you put the water in there and you just take the water on down. But after Daddy had the bathroom built on, we could, you know, get in the tub and just let your body out like you can now in a regular bathtub. But the only thing is that you had to carry your water from the kitchen and put it into the bathtub and then run it out on the side of the house, which it was ridiculous. And using outdoor toilets, it certainly wasn't nice. Because it's like when you come out of that bathroom, that toilet, you could still smell that odor on your nose.
I recall that very well. My relatives, we didn't, but my relatives, I had very many relatives that still had us when I was at
home. Really?
Yes. And up in the Ozarks.
Is that right?
From the Ozarks. Yeah. And I recall that very, very well. We used to go visit them in the summertime.
It's not too pleasant.
No, it's not too pleasant. And I was maybe 10 when one of my aunts, before she ever got in it. She didn't want, she always had it outside. I know it well.
Really?
a place where you would carry, if you wanted to carry your clothes to get them, somebody else to clean them, you take them to the
cleaner or laundromat.
In a two-story house, to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you'd say you have to walk up the
steps.
Okay, and now outside a house, like to get from the ground up to the porch, you gotta walk up the...
Well, I still have to walk up the steps.
You said steps. Uh-huh. Okay, if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you tell somebody to go...
Close it.
You know, some houses have overlapping boards on the outside. Do you know what you call that? Weatherboarding or siding?
They call it siding. You used to call it siding.
The part that covers the top of the house.
Roof.
And little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off.
I really can't think of the name.
I don't know if you ever had anything like this, but you might have heard the names. A little building that you might use for storing wood. People might keep wood in.
They used to call them woodsheds.
Woodsheds. How about for storing tools?
Well, I imagine it would be sufficient for storing tools.
Oh, they just use the same?
Yeah, I imagine they could. But garages, some people store their tools in garages. And we had a little small house built on the outside with something like a little utility house. What my father used to store his tools in.
People usually did then have like things, extra little sort of a house built out.
Well, most of the time during my younger years, that there were garages that they used because they didn't even call them utility rooms at that time. It was garages what they call them. And before that time, it was wood sheds.
Well, this next thing is going to be stuff on a farm, which you probably will know.
I hope I do.
But some of it you will know, probably. The building where they might store hay, where they keep their hay.
Barn.
Yeah. You know, how about corn, where they store corn?
I believe they call it sallow.
Okay. How about grain?
Well, I thought they stored the same thing, but maybe they don't.
Yeah, no, they do. The upper part of the barn is called, you know what that's called? Up in the hay.
I really don't.
Hayloft.
Is that it? Hayloft. Yeah. Well, that's good.